we still have a fundamental choice to make, and I don't think the indications we've had about the white paper have fully answered this yet, which is that do we want to be closely integrated, which means accepting a strong role for the European Court, or do we want to have basically liberal trade but be less integrated, in which case we can have a more distant legal relationship? And again, the Chequers deal and the white paper today seems to be saying that, okay, on goods we want to be integrated, on services we want to be distant. And this is exactly what they talk about when they say cherry picking.
And more governmental words, the right balance between rights and obligations, and it will honour the result of the referendum. I mean, these are such slippery words in lots of ways, aren't they? They say absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the reason they use the phrase rights and obligations is because that's something that the EU talks about quite a lot.
Yeah,
I think probably the EU talk about the four freedoms are indivisible, there's no movement there at all, is probably not the case. There probably is some movement at the margins. But yes, their emphasis is on you cannot have the same rights as a member state, but fewer obligations. And again, that's what the goods part of this white paper and the Chequers agreement seems to suggest.
Do you feel that we might have the flexibility to make new trade deals? Again, this is something which the government has promised. Do you think that will actually happen? Because that seems to me to be key to it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the white paper, we'll see what it says on the Irish border for this, because that will be the key. There is no way, it seems at the minute, to have an independent trade policy and no border on the island of Ireland, simply because if the UK wants to sign new trade deals with the US or China that the EU doesn't have, or on different terms to what the EU might have, then there'll be goods coming into the UK that could easily cross the border into the EU without the EU sort of giving permission for those standard of goods or those types of goods. So the EU, again, would never accept the UK having this distant role, but then wanting no border. So, I mean, unless the white paper deals with the Irish border issue, then we're still in the same dilemma we were before.
Well, quite. So bottom line then, and finally, is this going to be a note of acquiescence to the EU, or are we actually pushing for our own separate existence in this white paper?
Both, I think. I think the EU have been quite keen not to rubbish this proposal immediately, because they see that the UK is at least coming up with its own proposals. I mean, the UK has published very little so far, and it's very much to be welcomed that they're coming up with so much detail. I think the EU will give it a fair hearing, but then also come back and say all the ways in which it's not adequate.